That is the music. We're talking about the music of the 60s. We're talking about artists and groups of artists that we would have had at the Fillmore East and also at the Woodstock Festival if we'd been programming it. If Bill Graham had been programming everything, huh? Remember Bill Graham? Yeah. He's out on the coast now. He's involved with record companies and things like that, promotions and shows. That man went right on. Just an aside, I remember some of the things that Bill... I remember a Thanksgiving party that I went to at the Fillmore East that Bill threw for just about everybody on the music scene. It was a wonderful time. And here is an artist that should have been in that scene. Because during the 60s, another tradition was going along just as strongly as the ones that that we perhaps know better.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. Become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you a little too long. I don't want to stop now. Oh.
Otis Redding, and of course with the Stones in between there. Otis with I've Been Loving You Too Long, something he did on stage at the Fillmore. And the Stones, Pain in My Heart, and then Otis Redding doing Pain in My Heart. On Saturday Morning 60s, Bob Lewis with you on NEWFM.
Greenwich House is a community-based substance abuse program in Manhattan. There's outpatient drug-free psychotherapy and a day community program. Call Greenwich House at 691-2900.
Trident's got news, big, big news. Trident's big news is tastier chews.
Introducing new Trident, with more great taste than ever before.
Big, big news.
Tastier spearmint.
Cinnamon.
Fruit. It's new.
Big, big news. Tastier chews.
And 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
The big, big news is tastier chews.
New Trident.
More great taste than ever before.
Who put the oil in shampoo?
New Prel, that's who.
New Prel puts the oil in shampoo.
New
Enriched Prel gives you a soft new fragrance. Ooh. Special new silkeners you can feel while you shampoo. Ooh. Hair that feels soft and silky after. Ooh. New Prel puts the ooh in shampoo.
Ooh.
Puts it in a special new formula for dry hair, too.
New Prel puts the ooh.
Give it 100%. That's McDonald's and you.
She'll never go out with me. She's too pretty. She's too smart. I can't even spell, and she's the editor of the school newspaper. And I've got big feet. Boy, this is dumb. She's sitting there all alone. If I could just go over there and talk to her, it would even be okay if we just got to be friends. I'm gonna do it. I am. I'm gonna go over there and ask her to... Oh, she's walking over here. Uh-oh.
Hi,
be the best, not like all the rest. Give it 100%.
Come to McDonald's, because we give 100% with everything we do, too. Like 100% real beef and 100% of our hamburgers. And nothing beats 100%.
Nothing else satisfies like 100%.
She asked me out.
100%, that's McDonald's and you.
Sure is, and 100% is what you get on WNEW-FM 102.7. Bob Lew is here with Saturday Morning 60s. We're going to check out for a look at the weather, and then we shall return with 10 years after.
It's going to be mostly sunny, windy, and cold today. The highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, clear and seasonably cold. The lows around 25. Tomorrow, sunny, not as cold. The highs in the low to mid 40s. And the outlook for Monday, fair with moderating temperatures. Outside right now, 30 degrees under partly cloudy skies.
From the Woodstock album, 10 years after, I'm going home on NEWFM. Bob Lewis with you, Saturday Morning 60s. Incidentally, a fellow that announced the record there was a gentleman by the name of Chipmunk. If you ever saw the Woodstock movie, you saw him driving a tractor early on in the movie. Chip was the man who built the stage and did the lighting for the entire festival. And 10 years after, I don't have to tell you. Maybe I do. It is 10 years after, right? Saturday Morning 60s. On 102.7 New FM.
Some things speak for themselves.
I noticed. About 24 minutes before 10 o'clock on Saturday Morning 60s. And while we're talking about groups that should have or did appear at the Fillmore or at the Woodstock Festival, in this case the Fillmore, I think, what about the Kinks?
Keep rolling, flowing into the night.
would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends. With a little help from my friends.
Ooh, I get by with a little help from my friends. And before that, the Kinks and Waterloo Sunset. On NEWFM, Bob Lewis with you, Saturday morning 60s. And I have gotten by with a little help from my friends, with a lot of help from my friends, especially with help from David Taylor, whom I mentioned before, who has helped write, helped produce, helped think out the last three Saturday morning 60s, and who did, in fact, help write, produce, and think out a lot of the shows that I've done. Also, with some help from Patrick Fichot, and I want to thank him very much for helping with the show today. It is our last Saturday morning 60s because of some personal reasons. I find it impossible to put the time in to do this show to the level of quality that I feel that both you and WNEW-FM are entitled to. And so we're going to be turning the show over. It has been a really, really nice visit with you. It's been good to be back with you. And I'm sure we'll be back again. I may be stepping into a time capsule again for 10 years. I don't know. I spent the last 10 years mostly making commercials, right? How did you spend the last 10 years? If you feel like it, this is, you get no prize for this or anything like that. But if you feel like it, drop me a letter. Bob Lewis, Saturday Morning 60s, WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, 10017, New York. And let me know what you did for the last 10 years. You know, and how did the 60s make that 10 years different, okay? Something I learned in the 60s made the last 10 years very different for me, and very, very good, as a matter of fact. Something that was a big part of the 60s. It's 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years. Hindu philosophers were talking about the word Om. Om. They said it was the sound of the universe humming. And for 5,000 years, Westerners have been absolutely unable to get inside the idea. They said it was pure mysticism. In the 20th century, Albert Einstein said that the more he learned about the universe, the closer he got to God. And physicists began to realize that all matter, everything, is actually energy vibrating at different speeds and in various rhythms. That even gold or diamonds were essentially the same thing as the electricity that runs your radio. And so all of the universe can really be seen as one humming sea of radiant energy, vibrating together in a huge chord of some cosmic symphony.
It doesn't matter.
Five 5,000 years. And Eastern philosophy and Western science come together to say the same thing.
This garden universe vibrates complete. Some we get a sound so sweet. Vibrations reach on up to become light, and then through gamma out of sight. Between the eyes and ears they lie, the sounds of color and the light of a sigh. And to hear the sun, what a thing to believe, but it's all around if we could but perceive. To know ultraviolet, infrared, and X-rays, beauty to find in so many ways. Two notes of the chord, that's our full scope. But to reach the chord is our life's hope. And to name the chord is important to some. So they give it a word, and the word is...
with Ohm, and of course Buffy St. Marie, God is Alive. Bob Lewis with Saturday Morning 60s. That's about it for us in time that I do say Ohm for you on WNEW FM 102.7.